We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said.
South Leewood, what up? So good afternoon.
Hi, my people.
We are at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leewood. Lady Gaga is going to be your artist of the day this afternoon. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Chris, can you hand me that breaking news update again real quick?
You're getting your breaking news from the source as it breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jury in the Harvey Weinstein trial says they are deadlocked on two charges.
You have got to be kidding me.
Judge orders them to keep deliberating. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sit here at Bogey's Windy City Pub, look what the cat dragged in. Kansas City's anchorman, Chris Katz, ladies and gentlemen.
He's here because he was in the shower and I forgot my laptop. And I'm like, can you run that down here?
That's precisely why I'm here. That is precisely why I'm here. I'm just about to jump in the shower. Phone rings. It's my wife, so I better pick. I probably ought to take that call.
Yeah.
And can you bring my laptop? and my next question was, well, which one? She has two, you know.
All right, so back. Oh, listen to you, cell phone.
She's kind of a
carrier.
Yeah, you've got two cell phones. Why do you have two cell phones?
One's work, one's mine.
And I don't know which one is which, and so I text him on both. why is there a partial verdict, and do you know yet if it is even possible to have a partial verdict, or do you have to have a whole verdict?
I don't know.
Because what they're saying is they have a verdict on some of the stuff. They are deadlocked on the other two charges. And that's going to be very interesting.
But we don't know the verdict on the other ones, right?
Guilty. Because he...
We don't know that.
If the New York Court Judge Burke says if the jury can't reach a unanimous decision, then it can't return a verdict on the two counts of predatory sexual assault. 7 men, 5 women began on Tuesday. Blah 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 blah. I'm just going through this.
It says they're deadlocked on the two most serious charges.
Right.
What I find amazing is even when you're not delivering my news on the clock, you're still delivering me my news.
We're a full service operation, Scott. 24/7.
I mean, you just like
never
when
rest.
You sweat, do you sweat news?
Sometimes, yes. We don't rest. We don't rest.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
No, he doesn't. And sometimes at 1 a.m, he wants to relive the Super Bowl win.
Oh,
we
no.
On full volume with Mitch Holthus.
And what is wrong with that?
We need to talk about this for
a
second.
Oh man,
I'm your marriage counselor,
and I love the Chiefs.
All right.
But Dana,
go ahead, let me have it.
Dana complained yesterday.
I know. I heard.
That you're laying in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I heard. Every once in a while.
You've got to fight
for your right.
I'm like, seriously?
To party!
Are we seriously doing this again right now at 1 a.m.? Really? Is that what's happening here?
I mean, is it because you don't remember when the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl?
No.
So
well,
you're like reliving the glory? What's going on?
I do. But... And this is going to sound strange, so I'll...
It already does.
It already does. But being there in person...
In Miami.
And then reliving all of the video that has come out since then. I mean, NFL, and NFL Films does a great job. Mitch Holthus, love the guy.
Love the guy.
Chiefs
love
Radio,
Mitch.
Who are coming to you guys next season, obviously. But there's just a lot about the day, the game, the experience that even if you're there, you don't get it all.
Right.
And I'm still kind of in the process of catching up a little bit. And quite frankly, it's, you know, as cool as it was to be there, for somebody like myself who had season tickets for more years than I care to admit, and who's been a fan and who's sat through wonderful football and awful football and, you know, has supported this team mm-hmm. up and down, I just think it's pretty cool that they won it all.
But on behalf of Dana, can you relive it at 9 a.m.?
He's done that too.
I probably could.
Maybe over breakfast?
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
Cup of coffee?
I said to him yesterday, I'm starting to think you have something for Travis Kelce.
She did say that, yeah.
Do you have a man crush on Travis Kelce?
Listen, I think this is a fabulous football team.
I know, but do you have a man crush on Travis Kelce?
No, I don't know. Define man crush. I don't even know what that means.
Well, do you watch him on television on your phone at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Every other night?
No, not every other night.
Every night?
No.
Chris?
No,
it's not been every night.
No, it hadn't been every night.
Every third night.
Maybe third night.
Yeah. Chris, I personally think you should not be forced to squash your love for the Chiefs.
Thank you. I appreciate that more than you know.
I agree. Yeah. During regular business hours, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Listen, I just heard Joel Goldberg was going to be here. That's the only reason I'm here.
Joel Goldberg is coming by?
Joel is coming.
That's what I heard.
Oh, by the way, Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda from Star Wars, is going to be here later on this afternoon.
You know, and anybody who's anybody is going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about Joel is we never see Joel in the neighborhood between basically the end of March and October, some years November.
We have a goodbye party for Joel before the season starts.
Yeah.
Is he coming by today?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
He lives in these parts, doesn't he?
He's a busy guy. He is a very busy guy.
Nobody's as busy as you are.
And so for him to take precious time out of his schedule today to be with you guys is
absolutely
not insignificant.
That is huge.
So
I mean, that means we are finally getting up to that level.
Yeah, you're close. You're not there yet.
It only took us 14 years, but we're getting there.
Right, but you're almost there.
So we got Joel Goldberg coming by.
Joel coming by.
Tom Kane is going to be by this afternoon.
I brought my wife her laptop. I have to
Chris Ketz came by, ladies and gentlemen.
It was by accident.
Come on!
No, and the one other thing I still have to do is, and I've done this for years, on Friday afternoons, everybody on our assignment desk, all of our producers, line producers, or EPs, I make a Starbucks run for everybody.
There's a Starbucks right across the street.
That's I'm headed there next. And so so there are Friday afternoons I walk into the building with, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Because he yells at them all week. And so by Friday, he's like, take a latte.
No, that's not. That's,
you know I'm kidding.
Not
are you like Bill O'Reilly?
No,
No. We laugh at him.
Yeah. Yes.
The YouTube video where he says we're going to
inside edition.
Take it live.
We're doing it live. We're doing it live.
Is that you at 10 o'clock?
No.
We're doing it live.
Ask you. You know what? If you don't believe me, ask Laura. She'll tell you.
No, if he shouted that, Laura would say, "Honey, every night we do that live. It's like this is every night."
I think we need to take a day off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Thank you for bringing my laptop.
You're welcome.
And I hope Scott make fun of you.
Thank you for swinging by.
That's okay.
Oh no, I didn't make fun of him. I kid because I love you.
I know. It's okay. I probably have it coming. So
No, seriously. And if you want Kansas City's news, you better tune into Channel 9.
That's right.
You better. That's all I got to say.
I love you, Chris Katz.
Have a good show. I hope I'm not in the way.
You're not. We love having you on. Kansas City's anchorman, Chris Katz, ladies and gentlemen.
When we come back,
you're a good sport.
Thank you.
I have a run, do not walk, because he and I are both extremely tired. We were up till 1:30 this morning after Mike Wickett said to me last week, drop what you're doing and watch this thing. And so Chris comes home. I said, everyone is saying, drop what you're doing and watch this thing. Michael Mackey said, drop what you're doing and watch this thing. I text Libby, drop what you're doing and watch this thing. Chris comes home. I will tell you when we come back. We were up till 1:30. I have a new run, do not walk.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
It is a documentary series. There are 7 parts.
Oh, is this?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
And there's only 3 of them so far. And when it ended.
But 4 more are going to drop?
I started twitching. 4 more are going to drop, and it will be your run, do not
walk.
Did you
get delirium tremens?
I actually did. I said, is that it? Are there only 3?
Okay. We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub, South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Be an honor and a privilege to spend this Friday afternoon with you here on KMBZ.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode.
So I think Sam has a little bit of the trailer we'll play here in a second. But I had so many people tell me about this. So last night we dove in and we started to watch it. It is called McMillions. And I had seen it scrolling through on HBO. Take your time, Scott. I had seen it scrolling by on HBO and thought it was about the fast food industry. And I just wasn't that interested in that, so I never watched it. It is not about the fast food industry. I'm not going to give it away, and I don't want you to Google it. I want you to watch it.
What is it called?
It's called McMillions.
McMillions, okay.
It is about an FBI investigation into the McDonald's Monopoly game back in the 80s and 90s. And you remember, you peel off the little...
Sure.
You know, remember?
Well, I think it went past the 90s.
And it's so nostalgic, Scott, because they bring back all of the old commercials.
It was on the cup.
With the jingles, and oh, I'm a winner! They bring back all of that old stuff, and it is an FBI investigation into that sweepstakes. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Because I don't want people to think it's about the fast food industry. It's not at all. It's about contests...
Okay.
And when something goes wrong within the confines of the rules that we have laid out for those contests.
And you can't put it down.
We cannot stop watching. Well, we're done. We're waiting for the fourth one. Do you have the trailer, Sam?
I have a story for you.
This story has got everything. Revenge.
Drugs.
Greed.
Ronald McDonald.
Somebody went to the FBI and said, guess what's happening?
The McDonald's Monopoly game was fixed. The Bureau thought it was just some BS story.
Fast food fraud was not making any list of priorities.
Are you kidding me?
This is what makes my fun meter go.
McDonald's Monopoly game gave millions of people a chance to win.
Do you remember there were million-dollar winners, and then you could win not a Ferrari, but some... Stupid sure. red
there
fancy
were,
there
car. Were, there were really good prizes.
Yeah.
Who was it fixed
for? Well, I'm not going to tell it to say another word about it.
Like, was it fixed for no one to win or for
I'm
a certain
I'm not going to say another word about
person
it.
Person to win?
Not going to say another word about it.
Okay.
Because part of it is trying to figure out, and the FBI trying to figure out, who is at fault here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Scott, with a multi-bajillion dollar corporation... There are a lot of players within any corporation that
sure.
does a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think everyone will find it very interesting. And if you're looking for something to burn, it's a good one.
Tom Kane is here. He'll be joining us around 3 o'clock, I think, this afternoon. If you got kids in the car and they love all the stuff that Tom Kane does, or maybe you're a kid at heart and you love Star Wars, what?
What?
He brought some stuff to sign for you, so swing on by. And we'll be talking about Comic-Con, which is coming up next month here in Kansas City. He was brought in by Nebraska Furniture Mart for an event tomorrow night. We'll talk about that as well.
Awesome.
Story here from Channel 9, so you know it's true. Lawmakers in Kansas and Missouri are trying to do something to protect referees and umpires at sporting events. Attacks and threats are increasing from players and parents. Sportsmanship, the story goes on to say, seems to be fading. Quoting here from Brian Verman, president of the Greater Kansas City Sports Officials Association, it definitely is growing over the last probably 5 to 10 years for sure. Some parents believe their athlete has the golden touch.
They don't.
Kansas may increase the fines for attacking an official. Missouri, listen to this. Missouri is considering making a sports official who is attacked a, quote, special victim. It would be equal to assaulting a police officer or firefighter.
Okay, so this story I actually saw on Channel 9 last night, and they talked to a local referee who says his son does not want a referee with him because of all of the horror stories he's heard over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And they had video of attacks and sneak attacks. And you remember the football player that out of nowhere just came out and
cold cocked the
referee a couple months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm listening to the story, listening. Yep, agree. We should do this. And then I heard that sentence that would make referees a special victim and would put them in the same category as police officers and firefighters. And I went, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about
that. You think it's a bridge too far?
Well, can there be a different special victim category for security guards?
Like sort of special victim?
Yeah. I would say people in public health, you know, like if you attack a nurse.
Well, no, I would put a nurse up with a firefighter and a police
officer.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. So where do you draw the line? And I feel like nurse should be included in there, but... And this is with all due love and respect to all of the referees listening, I don't know that I want them in the same judicial category as a police officer.
Mm.
Because if you punch a cop in the face, that's not going to turn out well for you.
Well, when
you are going to prison.
Yeah, when you punch a cop in the face, you're punching the government and the law
Correct.
In the face.
And I'm not saying it's okay to punch a referee in the face.
No.
I just don't know that it should be in the same category.
But when you punch a cop, you're punching the social contract that we've all inherently agreed upon in the face. When you punch a referee, and listen, I've coached a lot of soccer games in my life, hundreds of soccer games. I have seen abhorrent behavior from parents primarily, but also from coaches, fellow coaches. And I simply don't understand what in life is so important on a soccer field that it's worth raising your blood. I mean, these are kids. This is a game. For the love of Christ in heaven,
yeah.
This is a game. And you are not Roy Williams. You are not Bill Self. You're not being paid to win this game. So what? Your team goes 1-7. Your team goes 2-6. The parents are going to do what? Fire you?
But don't you feel like, Scott, the people who during a sporting event, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the people during a sporting event, if you are the kind of person that would assault a referee in some manner, are you also the same kind of person that would assault a police officer?
I don't know.
Because that, I think they're all D-bags, don't get me wrong. But what is it about courts, I guess, that makes sometimes women, but mostly men, lose their ever-loving minds?
Actually, you would be surprised. I have seen in the last two seasons one parent... check that. On another field, I saw another parent. But on games that I have coached, I have seen one parent who was so completely out of control that they had to be removed. And that was a woman. I mean, she was screaming F-bomb after F-bomb at this referee. And before you think, well, you know, it was probably 6 o'clock in the afternoon. She probably had a couple. It was 8:30 in the morning.
She was,
by all accounts, presumably sober. Presumably, yes.
Presumably.
You never know. You never know. But she was out of control. Now, that's not to say that the dads are all sitting on the sidelines going, I'm just going to sit here and respectfully watch this game.
Right.
No, the dads are just as awful sometimes. I will have it be known, it's always on the opposing team where the bad parents are, never on mine.
Right.
Of course. But... I have no problem with them elevating a crime, especially in a financial fine. I'm not thinking maybe we need to go to jail or prison. Well, jail, yes, but not prison. For assaulting a referee. But what I would like to do, because a lot of these referees are under the age of 18,
yes.
Is separate the two. If you assault, say, a 40-year-old referee, that's one thing, okay? That's
okay.
Bad. But if you assault a 15-year-old kid running the sidelines, that in and of itself to me is a much different crime.
Okay, is it child abuse or just simple battery?
I'd like to create a simple D-bag offense.
That's actually, I think, what they're thinking about calling it. It's so funny you just said that.
Yeah, Mr. Smith, you're charged with one count of D-baggery.
Yeah.
and two counts of being a moron.
Yeah. Well, isn't that already? Isn't that already assault on a minor?
I don't. I'm curious.
But I don't know if that's a crime.
I don't know on a soccer field if it is the same way.
576-779. Sam, let's take a couple calls on this. 576-7798. Missouri is considering upping the criminal charge for assaulting an official on a sports field to the same level as assaulting a police officer or a firefighter. Kansas is also considering upping their fines and criminal charges. 576-7798. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Love to see you here this afternoon. Tom Kane joins us here right after 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. And, man, they just keep coming in the door. We had Chris Kentz here a little bit ago. We'll be talking to Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda, and many other voices at 3 o'clock. Joel Goldberg from the Royals is here. We'll be talking to him at some point this afternoon. So if you can swing on by, we would love to have you spend this Friday afternoon with you. Story here from Channel 9 from Michael Mahoney, where the states of Kansas and Missouri are both considering upping the penalties for attacking a sports official, presumably a youth sports official. And in Missouri, the charge would go up to the equivalent of attacking a police officer or a firefighter.
Or at least put it in the same class. I don't know that... I need someone to clarify what that law would look like. Because... It's hard for me to understand that the penalty for assault and battery on a law enforcement officer would be equal to the penalty for assault and battery on a lot of other people. That has to be the high, way up there.
Although I would say this in regards to attacking a sports official. Number one, you're dumb. That goes without saying. B, they're defenseless.
Right.
Especially if they're a teenager and you're a 40-year-old.
Or the ref who was refereeing the football game and a kid just comes up from behind
cold cocks
him. One thing I will take exception to in the story is that one of the referees says the bill that they're trying to pass would at least help protect us. That, hey, we know we do have some ground because all we can do is protect ourselves. There's nobody to protect us. It won't protect you. What it will do is stiffen the penalties after the fact.
And potentially offer a deterrent.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But usually in those heat of the moment, I've lost my mind, reliving my glory days kind of.
Or vicariously living through my kid.
Those types of attacks. I don't know that the individual who's doing the assaulting stops and thinks, now, wait a minute, did they pass that bill where I could go to jail for this? I mean, wouldn't you already assume you could go to jail for that?
Well, you would go to jail for it. I mean, obviously, in the state of Kansas, and I know that the names that they use are different between Kansas and Missouri, but in Kansas, if you threaten someone, it's called assault. If you actually touch them, it's called battery. And if you use a weapon, it's aggravated battery. So you can already go to jail. What I think they're doing here is saying, we're going to up the penalty. And so you're not just going to go to jail and pay a $1,000 fine.
Right.
You're going to go to jail and pay a $2,500 fine.
Right. And then your mugshot's going to be splashed all over the news.
Because you're
an
idiot.
Yeah. And then maybe then other people will see that and go, well, maybe that's not the smartest course of action.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Mary in Shawnee on line one. Mary, good afternoon and hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi. I wanted to just call in because I have kids that played mostly soccer is where I see this. And I've had friends whose kids were coaches, and they've actually pulled their kids from that job because they were getting harassed so bad by the parents. So I'm coming more from an angle of the younger referees and things.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why. Yeah, why would that even be a question? I think they should up the ante. These parents go crazy. And the coaches are horrible, too.
Hey!
Some of the coaches.
Some of the coaches. Correct me. My husband was a coach, too. So, but, yeah, it's It's as if, why is this treated as if you were, you know, your son was working at a pizza parlor and somebody came in and yelled and threatened them or whatever? I mean, they would be charged.
It's a great point. And you know what? There's a shortage of people willing to do this job right now, and that's part of the story. They're having trouble finding people who will sign on to take these, you know, lower-paying part-time weekend referee jobs because of, in part, it's too big of a pain, Scott, for the little money you're going to make.
They do pay relatively well, not by adult money-making standards, but for a teenager, if you're like a sideline ref at a soccer game, you're making anywhere between $12 and $15 an hour. It's not bad pay. It's good pay.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a teenager, of course. But I don't know if this is true or not, so I'll throw it out with a caveat that it may not – this is just hearsay that I've heard. Obviously, hearsay that I've heard.
It was hearsay. It was written down and delivered to me in the dark of night.
And I read it with a flashlight. But anyway, I have heard that the turnover for teenagers in youth soccer officiating is upwards of 75% per season.
I'm going to look it up because I don't deny that. I would almost wonder if it's higher.
Let's go to Brian in Olathe. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Scott, Dana. Love our show.
Well, hello. Good afternoon. Thank you. It's yours.
Hey, your topic, it's really close to home. I've been an official for over 26 years. And what you're saying about the younger officials is absolutely true. And I would dare say that you said, Scott, is accurate. 75% dropout rate is pretty accurate. I've been blessed. I've never actually been physically assaulted by a coach or a fan on the sidelines. However, the verbal attacks are increasing. They're not getting better. It's getting worse, and especially against the younger referees. Now, as far as penalties go, as far as attacking and assaulting a referee, I don't think we need to go to the extreme of having it the same as a first responder. We're not out there dodging bullets. We're dodging soccer balls or exits.
Right.
But every single person that's on the sidelines, whether it be a coach or a fan, needs to have that in their mind that if I attack this official, that I'm going to go to jail. There's no question about it. So it needs to be addressed and have some serious penalties and also a fine to come with it. And absolutely, you're banned from that field of life.
You know, I remember, Brian, my buddy Dustin and I, we coached both of our daughters' teams, or did, until the older daughters graduated high school and went to college. I can still to this day remember, and this wasn't a coach yelling at a referee. It was he did yell at the referee at one point and was ejected. But early on in the game, he was screaming at his kids. I'll never forget this. They were playing high school level. It was off season. So it wasn't, you know, school versus school, but it was off season teams. And he screamed at his kids, "You'll never make the effing women's team." The U.S. women's team.
Well, I was going to say, what women's team specifically are they referring to there?
If you keep playing like this, you won't make the effing women's team if you keep playing like this. And I turned to Dustin.
Why would anyone set that expectation?
And I turned to Dustin and I said, brother, there isn't a single girl on this field that's ever going to play for the U.S. national women's team. I mean,
you have to be in the program since you were 12 years old, and then
yes, of course you do. And I mean, but then this coach, I mean, he was just ridiculous. Anyway, long story short, he yelled at the ref and dropped a couple of F-bombs, and the ref ejected him. He ended up getting kicked out of the league for that season. And you know what? The parents on the other team were mad at us. They weren't mad at the league. They weren't mad at anybody else but us because we had complained.
So according to a 2017 survey conducted by the National Association of Sports Officials, 87% of the 17,000 youth referee participants.
So it's a lot higher than I thought.
Suffered verbal abuse in their role as officials. 13%, which is a huge number of 17,000, said they had been subjected to a physical assault either before, during, or after a game.
That's
that is almost one out of every seven officials claiming abuse of some sort.
I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm assuming it's getting worse. I don't know that. But I don't remember this when I was a kid. I really don't remember it when I was a kid.
You would have a hothead parent here or there, but not I'm rushing the field and punching someone, hothead parent.
Or pushing a kid. I mean, that would still be physical. I mean, because you're 40 years old, and I'm pushing you, Dana, as a 14-year-old referee. Obviously, I have the upper hand when it comes to intimidation. I mean, are you completely without your wits?
Right.
That at some point...
And yes,
they
are.
I know. Are you so without your wits that that becomes conceivable in your mind to physically touch someone else's child because you didn't like the call on the field? And by the way, 90% of those parents have absolutely no idea about the rules of soccer at all. They just see a kid get knocked down or the ball maybe touches the line. Well, guess what, parent? It has to go all the way over the line.
I think one of the better solutions, and we've talked about this before, is fining the hell out of these clubs every single time a parent is kicked out. You tie it financially to the club for the poor behavior of one. And so you say every single time a parent is ejected, it's a $1,000 fine toward your club. And then the other parents will take care of it because they will say, I'm not going to keep paying out of pocket because Cindy's dad can't keep his fists in his pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Let me address that when we get back because we're late on the break. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. Hey, we're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood. Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda, and many other voices in Star Wars and other things that your kids probably watch a lot of. And he also does a killer Morgan Freeman. And don't think we're not going to ask for that. He will be joining us after 3 o'clock. Joel, can you stick around for a little bit?
He's here until 3:20.
He's here till 3:20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Joel Goldberg with the Kansas City Royals will also be joining us at some point this afternoon.
Scott, you were taking exception to the fine discussion, and I want to know why you don't think teams should shoulder the burden of the bad behavior.
Let me get into that if I can. Number one, a lot of these teams, the parents pay $80 to $130 to register their kid. Elite is much more expensive, okay?
Yes.
Premier, elite, whatever you want to call it. If a parent goes berserk and gets kicked out or assaults a kid or whatever, it's hard and I think impossible legally to force the other parents who were behaving themselves to pay a fine to the judicial system, if you will. So any parent would get a good lawyer and say, I'm not paying it. Here's what I think you could do that would have an impact. If you have a berserk parent on the sideline who acts like an idiot, the team gets a warning. If you have a berserk parent on the sideline that physically assaults, and let's say you get two warnings.
Yeah.
You know, we'll yellow card your team, and then we'll red card your team for idiot parents on the sidelines. If a parent physically assaults a referee, another coach, or any other player, that team for the rest of the season is disqualified.
Oh, you just say we're shutting it down.
We're shutting your team down.
But is that not then punishing the kids for the behavior of the parents?
Are you not, through a fine though, Dana, punishing the other parents for the bad behavior
yes,
of one
but I'd,
parent?
But I'd rather punish the parents than the kids.
Well, yes, you are punishing them. But you know what? That kid won't be on the team. But and his parents or her parents won't be on the team next season.
Here's what I think will happen if you have that, because don't you know when you have that guy on the team on the sidelines, you know who the bad actors are.
Yes, I've always known.
You always know. And so I think what it would do is once it starts getting heated and, I don't know, he's puffing up his chest and making a fool of himself, would the other parents not step in and say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we don't want to be fined, we don't want to be fined, sit down.
And here's something else, if I may. The new trend, at least in soccer, and I don't know what it is in the other sports, but the new trend in soccer over the last 10 years or so has been to put the coach and the team and the other coach and their team on one side of the field and all of the parents on the other. I think that's a mistake. I think the coach and his team should be on one side of the field with the parents behind you.
Right.
And the on the other side of the field
because
is...
Because you know them and you can say, pipe down, and, Bob.
And years ago when I was coaching Haley Brenninger's team, and she's now a nurse, you know, 24, 25 years old, so this was years and years ago, we had the parents behind us, and there were a handful of occasions, Dana, where there would be a parent who would get a little bit rowdy and a little bit out of control, and as the coach, I could turn around and say, hey, Tim, bring it down a notch.
Yeah,
we're not getting in trouble today. And
what
and,
if you tased them?
Well, I think tasing them or just shooting them.
You give every coach a taser.
Just shoot them with a gun.
And then when Bob gets out of hand, Bob rides the lightning.
Well,
really?
You're going to ride the lightning, Bob.
You
execution
don't have to tell
jokes
him.
Here.
No,
he just before he knows what's going on, he's riding the lightning.
Yeah, like in The Hangover.
Yeah,
come here, fat Jesus. You're going to ride the lightning today.
I like the fine. I'm telling you, I like the fine. Or,
I don't like the
fine. How about this, Scott?
I don't like
okay,
the fine.
You don't fine the entire team. You fine the offending parent. So Bob gets warned,
well, without
and
a
you have to say, Bob.
Without a criminal charge, I mean.
But if Bob is kicked out, the fine is, let's not make it $1,000. We'll make it $500. And Bob either pays that fine. And at the end of the year, all of the fine money goes into some pot, and they divvy it up, and the referees divide it.
Okay.
Plus you tase them.
All right, okay. And shoot them right in the face.
Ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Bogey's, swing on by. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.